The study, carried out by the Cambridge Health Alliance and the Harvard Medical School, found that 25% of state prisoners across the country had their vital medications for such diseases as diabetes stopped when they were sent to prison. But James Greer, who handles medical issues for Wisconsin prisoners, says the state is doing a good job of managing most chronic diseases, especially diabetes. He says regular checks are run on the more than 800 inmates who suffer from the disease.
We do eye checks, we do foot checks, we do urine analysis for make sure that they're not having kidney disease issues. And when we match ourselves up against Medicaid and also the HMOs throughout the country, in at least those studies, we've actually had better outcomes.
The new prison healthcare study doesn't break down its results by state, but co-author Dr. Andrew Wilper from the University of Washington School of Medicine says it presents a pretty bleak picture of healthcare behind bars. He says because security concerns are always the highest priority, healthcare needs of inmates often go unmet.
You're taking away their freedom, and then in many cases, these people will have the added burden after release from prison of having untreated illness, and so they will carry that with them after incarceration, and that's also, in many cases, a direct consequence of the incarceration.
Wilper says one of the recommendations in the report calls on prison health care providers to take advantage of the captive audience that often go untreated on the outside. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.